Today's daf in the Sechet Zevachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Irak Kadesh, is daf Mem Hei, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah. And because Richie was so wonderful yesterday, and he actually stuck with it till the bitter end, I think we need an introduction from Richie for that Halakha Mishnah, even though it's right at the beginning.
Azuk the Halakha Mishnah.
Not bad, Rich.
It's early in the morning.
So as we've learned so far, all the various dinim that have to do with the pigle, the question now concerns, we've talked about what the pigle is hal on. We've talked about the matirin. We've talked about bifnim, and we've talked about bachutz. Now the question is, who is actually the balim of a korban where we can have pigel? How about if a goy brings a korban? So this is our Mishnah today, Kotke of Dekochavim. All of the chiyuvim that we've been learning so far are actually chal on Bnei Yisrael. In chayavim alayhem mishum pigel, notar, tomei, there is no chiyuv. However, on any of the things we've been discussing, not pigel, not notar, not tomei, not shchita b'chutz, in all of these cases, you would be potter. So says Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi is mechayev, according to Rashi, on all of the above. He's mechayev. Tana Rabbana, katshei avdei kechavim lo nehenim velo mo'alim. Even though mirabbanan, you cannot be nene if it's kodesh. However, there will not be me'ila, meaning there's no chiv of me'ila, and there's none of the knas, the korban, and so on. Ve'in chayavim aleihem mishum pigo, notar v'tamei, all of the various issues which we've been talking about until now, and we've seen that they're compared to each other in many ways. We've learned the dinim of one from the other. Ve'in osim tmura, and you cannot make a tmura on koche akud. So remember, tmura is where you try to substitute another animal for the animal that you have without doing a correct pidyon, and you try to simply be mach with it. Ve'in mevi'in nesachim, these goyim cannot bring a korban nesachim on their own. So remember, we were talking about yesterday, what would be the din? I mean, actually, we spoke about it even in the Mishnah. What's the din of the Sochim that are boim bifnei atzman, which could mean boim bifnei atzman, not with the korban together and on a different day, or it can mean literally boim bifnei atzman, that they are not being brought as part of a korban. They're just a simple nidava on their own. It's possible to make a nidvas the Sochim. You can bring wine to the Mizbeach as a nidava, but not a goy. Only a Yisrael can do that. However, korbanam ta'un nesachim, divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's not to say that we needn't bring a korban nesachim together with their korban. If they're bringing the type of korban that is chayav in nesachim for Yisrael, then that korban needs nesachim. So if the goy doesn't bring the nesachim, how do we bring it? Well, remember we learned in Shkalim that there's a special Tanai Besdin that allows us to use the Trumat HaLishka for supplying the Nesachim on Karbonas that are brought by Goyim. And remember, Goyim are included in the Parsha of Karbonas because it says Ish Ish, and the extra Ish Ish comes to tell me anyone. Both Bnei Yisrael and Akum are Nodrim and Nodvim Karbonas. And if Rabbi Yossi, however, is mechayev on all of the above, as we'll see in the Gemara, he holds that the very fact that we're marba ish ish to give the dinim of the kedusha of the karbonos of an akum to be the same as the karbonos of Yisrael means that they will have all of the dinim of the karbonos of Yisrael vis-a-vis shritas chutz, and according to some, vis-a-vis all of the dinim, which is the simple mashmaut, pigel, noser, tamei, and so on, though the Rambam argues on that. So let's take a look at the Mekores for all of these things. Turn around.
And the Sochim?
No. Where did we have Nisachim in the Mishnah?
No, but I mean, according to Rabbi Yossi, the goy would also be chayv.
Omer Rabbi Yossi ro'e ani bekulam lahachmir. There we are. We're going to talk about why there's a difference, particularly in the Gemara. But bekulam ro'e ani lahachmir, I hold that we have to treat a korban of an akum exactly the same as Kodshei Yisrael. Now, the truth is, there's a machlokas about the issue that you just raised. And Bechlal, how much does he mean Bechol Elu Lahachmir? Because some learn that it means literally Bechol Ela, every last thing that we mentioned before. But some learn that it means the last thing that we mentioned before. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it seems very clear, by the way, the last thing itself, there are no Rishoni, because the Gemara says clearly that for sure you don't bring a separate Nesachim. There is a Machlokas, however, regarding what you asked about what's the din if the Goy supplies the cash for the Nesachim. So then he sends his cash to Beis Din, which is what Yisroel would often do for Karbonos. You buy a ticket. Is that okay, or does it mean that it has to be brought from the Trumas HaLishka? According to the Rambam, it has to be brought from the Trumas HaLishka. According to others, if the Goy does not send along the money for the Nesachim, then kicks in the Tanai Beis Din, and we use the money from the Trumas HaLishka. Okay, so when do we say that the halacha is that according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no Me'ilah, Dafka Bekotche Mizbeach, but Bekotche Berakabayit, if Goyim give things for building the Beis HaMikdash, then it is Chayav on Me'ilah. And again, the Gemara is going to ask, where do we get that from? And the Mekoros, and we'll see why this is a different Sugya Bechlal. Lonanin Velomali. So let's go back to the beginning and see what the Mekor is for each of these halachas. So Rabbi Shimon said there's no din of Me'ilah, but there's a lo nehanin midrabbanan, but v'lo mo'alim, the mocker of the lo mo'alim, is actually a gzeirah shavah. And remember, this is a gzeirah shavah that is one of the famous gzeirah shavahs that cuts across many, many issues, and we've seen it before, and we'll see it in the future, Bezrat Hashem. And that is Benogea the din of Me'ilah. The parsha opens with Nefesh Kitimomal v'chata'a b'shkagam mikodshei Hashem. So that's in Nasai, and that's the beginning of the sugya. But legabe truma, it says v'shamru et mishparti v'lo yisu alav chet umetu bo ki yechalelu. So that was in the parsha that we discussed yesterday when we were talking about the din of Tumah. And it says over there that if truma, if you are metami the truma, but it uses the lashon v'lo yisua lav chait, and that lashon of chait nefesh kidomal v'bechata is the same lashon, and therefore becomes a gzeira shava, in which we compare all of the dinam of me'ila to a truma, since by truma it says specifically the v'lo yichalulu eskache b'nei yisra. And that is limited to those dinim that we were talking about yesterday, benugei atuma for truma. And there it says that this is only true of kodesh b'nei Yisrael. Since we compare me'ila to truma, it must be that me'ila also doesn't apply to akum, and it only applies to Yisrael. The next thing that Rabbi Shimon told us was ein chayoven alav mishum pigul notar v'tamei. How do we know all of that? Ah. Because, look, we've established the din with Gzeirah Shavah when it comes to the halacha of Me'ilah. And here we have another famous Gzeirah Shavah, and that is the Gzeirah Shavah of Avon, Avon from Notar. So, Benogea Pigo, we had the din of Hanefesh Al-Chelet Bimena Avonatisal. And Benogea Notar, we had V'ochlav Avono Yisa. We used this Gezerah Shavah often before in order to establish what the Pasuk was referring to when it said, Anefesh Ochelet Bimena Avonat Yisa, we were wondering whether that was a machshava of chutz l'mekomo or chutz l'zmano. If you recall, we saw that the comparison to notar is the issues of zman and many other subtle things that we discussed in the past. But in both cases, it says avonatisa or avonoyisa, and that means that we have a gzereshava from the dinim of notar to pigo. And notar itself, we know, that since it says chilu by the achila, this was the pasuk we had yesterday, v'lo yichalalu et shem kachi, this was referring to v'yinazruni kachei b'nei Yisrael, all those psukim that we went through yesterday in Emor. So it says v'lo yichalalu et shem kachi, and that means that they are compared to each other. And once we know that, since by Tuma it says beferish, the Nazruni Kachei B'nei Yisrael specifically, and that means that these dinim are velo of de kochavim. So once we know that that's true by Tuma, we also know that it's true l'gabi the kars for Bnoiser and for Pigol. They are not referring to of de kochavim's korbanas, only to Yisrael's korbanas. And how do we know, as Rabbi Shimon next says, that they're not able to create a tmura? Because tmura is compared with a hekesh to maaser behema. And maaser behema itself, where is that? That's mamish right at the end of Vayikra, where we have the dinim of tmura put together with v'chol maasar bakar vatzon lo yemirenu, and so on. Vima, Mer, Yemireno, you know, the rest of it, Huvetmurato, Yakodesh, that, what in the world does that have to do with Chol Maasar, Bakar Vatzon? That's true in all Tzivachim. So therefore, it comes to tell us that whatever the din is for Maaser Behema, that's the din of Tumura. Now, by Maaser Behema, Maaser Behema clearly does not include Goyim. Why? Because Maaser Behema is compared to Maaser Dagan. Again, in the famous Limud, Aser ta'aseret kol tvo atzaracha, and what is aser ta'aser? B'shnei ma'asrot ha'katuv medaber. Echad ma'aser be'ema, and echad ma'aser dagan. So that means whatever the halacha is on one, is the halacha on the other. And it says beferish in the whole introduction of the halachas of ma'aser dagan, it says b'nei Yisrael. Aser ta'aser, this is beferish as kol tvuat zaracha etzer shana, shana shana, and that is to speak to B'nai Yisrael and tell them this halacha, which means that it would not apply to Akum. So we've taken that, it says beferish et ma'aser B'nai Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem. So that means that since b'ma'aser dagan, it says B'nai Yisrael asher yarimu means B'nai Yisrael velo of dekochavim. If that's the case, then that would be true of Maaser Behema as well, because of the Hekesh. And therefore, we now know that there's no din of Tmura, because once we know that it's compared to Maaser Behema, well, Maaser Behema is compared to Tmura. And so we learn from one Hekesh to the other Hekesh. What? Didn't we say that Ein Lamedim Lomad Min HaLamad? V'chidavar HaLamed BeHekesh Chozerum HaLamed BeHekesh? I thought we said that when it comes to kachin, you can't start making A equals B equals C. Everything has to be taken in its own limited way. And since over here, first you learn the din of the hekesh of tmura to maaser behema, and then you learn the din of maaser behema from maaser dagan, so it means that all of these halachas are being learned first from one hekesh, Maaser Dagan equals the dinim of Maaser Behema. And then a second Hekesh, Maaser Behema, is the dinim of Tmura. You can't do that. Oh, no, wait a minute. Over here, we're not learning it out of Hekdesh. The dinim Maaser Dagan is not Hekdesh at all. And therefore, it's only two dinim, these two dinim of Hekesh, Chozer Malamed Behekesh, is only true where you're doing it for Kodesh. But over here, we're doing it from Chulin, because Maaser Dagan is completely Chulin. This is referring to Maaser Rishon, not Maaser Sheni. It says, Asher Yarimu Al Hashem, is referring over there to the Levi. So therefore, we can accept a davar alamid behekesh because of alamid behekesh. Now, of course, this raises the question of what defines the context. Is it where we're learning from, or is it where we're learning to? Now, it's true that where we're learning from, in this case, is Maaser Dagan, which is Chulin, but where we're learning to is the Dinim of Temura, which is Gachin. What defines the limitation of Ein Lamedim Lomad Min HaLomad? The place we're learning to, or the place we're learning from? Now, that happens to be a Machlokas. You're telling me that since we're learning it out of Dagan, which is Chulin, so therefore it's not a problem. But that's only true on Ichalamandi Omar Batar Min Lamedas Linan. If we say that the Limudim go according to the context of that which is the basis, the teacher, the Malamed, you're okay. But what about according to the Mandi Omar, who says Batar Lamedas Linan? We go according to the thing that is being derived. Over here, we're deriving the Din of Temura, and the Din of Temura is Karchim. Michael Amir, what are you going to say according to him? What would be the Makar to say that Goyim cannot make their Karbanas cannot make a Temura? Okay, we have a different Makar. We can actually make it very clear from the Din that Ma'aser Behima is, by definition, a chovah she'in kavua lazman, right? I mean, there's no particular time that you're supposed to make a meiser behema. Now, we know that all of the korbanos that are chovot she'in lazman kavua, this is something that is similar to the type of korbanos that bechlal a goy cannot bring. So, the chovah She'imas man kavua, ovde kochovim cannot bring. Only Yisrael are maiso, and not ovde kochovim. Because remember, the ish, which is the mocker of the ability of a goy to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, is specifically introducing the idea of karbonos that are nedovas. So it appears in the introduction to Karban Ayla, Karban Shlomim, but not to any kind of chovah. And the Gemara learns out that even a chovah she'in kavua lazman is included in those other. It's like trying to bring a Karban Chatas, or trying to bring a Karban Asham. So too, trying to bring a Karban Meiser. Meiser is a chovah, and even though ein kavua lazman, it is included in the overall halacha, that we have no makar that allows us to bring karbonas for Akum when they're trying to bring a karbon that which for us is a chova. And therefore, of the kochovim lo maitu. Okay, fair enough. What about the next halacha? You said that they cannot bring a karbon of nesachim, but the karbon that they do bring does need nesachim. Where do we get that from? Well, Tana Rabbanan. Remember that in the whole parsha, where we introduce the dinim of the, this is a very sad thing, it's after the gezera of the meraglim in Shlach, so the Torah suddenly switches, if you will recall, to tell me the dinim of the nesachim of all strange things, right? So as Chazal explained, this is meant to be after the gezer of the meraglim, to start immediately talking about the dinim of the korbanos once we get to Eretz Yisrael, as if to recognize that this is a hiatus which will soon pass, maybe not in your lifetime, but this is the din you have to immediately become aware of. And over there it says, Kol ha'ezrach yaseh kacha et eile. What is that supposed to mean? I mean, it said beferish. This is what to bring with the nola. This is what to bring with the shlomim. This is if it's a keves. This is if it's a shor, and so on. So what is the point of repeating? I mean, all the mitzvahs is kol ezrach yaseh kacha. So the Gemara learns out kol ezrach yaseh kacha means any Yisrael, which is called ezrach, can bring these even on their own when they want to. And they don't have to be brought together with a carbon, but it says only on ezrach. But an Oved Kochavim, Ein Oved Kochavim, Mevi Nesachim. Now, you would think that that means that we don't bring the Nesachim with his carbon in the Beis HaMikdash when it's brought. Yochol lo te'er la to te'unan Nesachim. No, 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 no. Talmud Lomar Kacha. You have to do exactly this amount. Kacha Yaz. It's not the same Kacha. It's the Kacha Yaseh L'shor Ha'echan, Ola Ayel Ha'echan, Ola Sebek Vasimo Be'izim. You must do exactly like this, which means whether we're talking about the Akum, or we're talking about the Ezrach, this is a din in the animal, not the din in the person who brings it. Therefore, you certainly do have to bring that Nesachim. Okay, so according to the Rambam, that means we need to buy it from the Kesef, from the Lishka, and because of the Tanai Besdin that we learned about in Shkolin. According to Rashi, if the guy sends the money, so then we'll use his money. It doesn't have to be brought from there. Omer Rabbi Yossi, so you said, Ro'e ani b'chulam lahachmir, that all of the above dinim, we give the same halacha to the kedusha of the carbon of a goy as we do to the carbon of a Yisrael. And then we said, but where did he say that? That there's no me'ila? That, according to Rabbi Yossi, that there is me'ila. And where does Rabbi Shimon say that there's no me'ila? Was the next piece that's talking about kachay mizbeach and not kachay bedek habayit. How does Rabbi Shimon know to make a distinction? Because, look, where did we learn the halacha that told us that we don't include the goy in me'ila? The whole point was that we learned out me'ila, chet chet mitruma, right? That was the chata'a bishkaga, was the reference in Nasai, remember, to the me'ila, and lotisal of chet was the reference in Emor that we learned yesterday to the din of truma. But remember, that means that it has to be similar to Truma. The Me'ila that we're comparing to Truma is Dumya de Truma, to Kadisha Kadusha Saguf, just like Truma is itself Kodesh. It's not its value alone that's Kodesh, it actually has Kadusha Saguf. So therefore, it's limited, this Hekesh, this Zereshava is limited to things like Truma. Of a Kedushat Perek HaBayit, which is Kedushas Domim, we don't find that it's compared to Truma, because Truma itself is not Kedushas Domim. And therefore, in the case of a Goy that was marked as something for the Perek HaBayit, even Rabbi Shimon is made that there would be a halacha of Me'ila. Tana Rabbana. Dam, so there's, we just have now the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, legabi the chiev of pigol and neiser on the parts of the korban, right? Now, what if dam became tamei, and a kohen put it on the mizbeach anyway? Now, the truth is that the tzitz is meratze for tumah. Doesn't say anything in the Torah about a difference between b'mezid, b'shogeg. The tzitz is meratze, even if you bring something tameh and it's b'mezid. The Rabbanan made a gezera that we only accept the tzitz for b'shogeg. Now, obviously, we cannot make a gezera that the tzitz is not meratze and tell a person, well, sorry, your korban was brought betumah, and therefore you're going to have to bring another one. The Rabbanan can't tell a guy to bring chulin b'azara. How can you bring another korban that you're not chayiv? Say this guy's chatas was tummy, he's going to bring another chatas and be over at an iser of bringing chulin b'azara? That's ridiculous. But what the Rabbanan were gozer was only nogea the eating of that korban. So even though the korban obviously was meratzeh, but you're not going to be allowed to eat the basar in the case of the chatas, the kohen won't be able to eat the basar in the case of a shlomim, the bialim can't eat the basar in the event that you relied on the tzitz lechatchila. Okay, but if you did it for shogeg, so then you can even eat it. But b'mezid lo hurtza, again, only vis-a-vis eating the meat. It is really hurtza. It does not mean that it's literally lo hurtza, because that's not in the hands of the Rabbanan to be gozer. Mame devarim amurim, davka in the case of a yochid. But in the case of a korban tzibur, let's say the parallel davar shel tzibur, it doesn't matter whether it was done b'shogeg or b'mezid, it would be hurtza. And of course, in this case, there's no meat to eat, but if we're talking about Parallel double shield seaboard, but any carbon that is called a carbon choke, a carbon seaboard, is also allowed, even if it was done b'mezid, it's allowed to be semich on the tzitz, but ba'ovde kochavim, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, lowered some, which is not true when it comes to the goy. Now, here is the curious issue, because the Rabbanan said this over, and they said to Rav Papa, you know, it seems pretty clear that this last piece of the Braisa, which says Ba'ovde Kochavim, it's lo hurtza, if you relied on the tzitz, that's not like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi said, Omar, Bekulam Aniro Elachmir, I hold that we have to treat the Kotche Akum exactly the same as the Kotche Yisrael. And since it says over here that the Kotche Akum is not going to be kosher with retreat seeds, it obviously is going Shalok Rabbi Yossi. Amar lo Rav Papa, so Rav Papa told the Talmidim, no siree, afilu tema Rabbi Yossi. It's perfectly okay according to Rabbi Yossi as well, because this is a completely different issue. Shiny Hasam binogea the din of the tzitz, that's because the Torah says beferish in the parsha of the tzitz, v'haya al meitzach Aharon, v'nasa Aharon et avona kodashim, asher yagdishu b'nei Yisrael l'chol matnot kodshehem, v'haya al mitzchot tamid liratzon lahem. Now that means that the ritzui of the tzitz is l'ratzon lahem, meaning asher yagdishu b'nei Yisrael, and that's only lahem, but lo la'ovdei kochavim. So because of that, the Torah specifically excluded the tzitz from the dinim of non-b'nei Yisrael. Amar lo Rav Huna, b'reider Rav Nosson, Rav Papa, well, that doesn't make sense, because, I mean, according to what you're saying, you should say also l'gabi the din of tumah. I mean, it says over there that v'yinazru mikatshei b'nei Yisrael asher heim makdishim li. So you could say heim, just like you said lahem, because it heim, heim the law of the kochavim. Are you claiming that there's like a new type of exclusion because you use the word they? I mean, then why didn't we say the same thing that there's no truma, but no tuma? Mashenkin Rav Yossi said beferish that we treat it exactly the same. Legabe tumura. I got tumura and truma and tuma confused in my mind. Legabe tuma, we treat it exactly the same as we do the Kotche B'nei Yisrael. So why is Lahem any better than that? Ella, Omer Ravash, you don't understand, Diak. But actually, the correct way to understand it is that since it says liratzon lahem, it's not lahem velo la'akum, it's liratzon lahem. That's the problem. Since ovdei kochavim are lav b'nei hartza'a ninu, there's two completely different dinim. Look, what Rabbi Yossi said was that we're going to treat the level of kedusha of an akum's carbon exactly the same as the level of kedusha of the Yisrael's carbon, right? But Ritzri has nothing to do with the level of kedusha of the carbon. It has to do with the identity of the person who brings the carbon. Because the whole point of Laratzon is that we're creating this particular personal relationship between the Mevi HaKarbon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Akum are not part of that relationship. That's nothing to do with the Kedusha level. It has to do with the individual. And since the Torah says that the Dam is not going to be magically working, it's going to be working because it brings Ritzui through the consciousness of the Kohen Gadol. That does not include Akum. Where's there a din of, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu interested in Ritzui? Show me one place. I love Akum. I don't love Akum. And therefore, there's no interest here in Ritzui. That has nothing to do with Kedusha. Brilliant answer. So that we're restructuring the answer, not to be medayik from the word Lahem, but to be medayik from the word Liratzon. Which brings us back to, oh, Sir Richard. That was your cue.
Sorry, I lost the thread.
Gosh, Rich.
Happens.
You got to keep that old noodle working. Don't allow yourself to lose the thread. You're going to miss your cues. If you miss your cues, you're going to forget who you are. If you get who you are, it's going to put you in a
rock. Who am I?
In some kind of old age home. So you better start working on keeping your noodle active. No loss of threads. That's much better. That got you one step out of the rocking chair. Okay, so we talked about before the things that there is no matir on. That was our opening here. And the things that were no matir for, there was no pigel. Okay, I mean, that's because the dinim of pigel are so complex that they involve all those different components. They need to have the matir, they need to have the object that the matir works on, they need to have the makshav of the kohen on a third thing, which is what it is that you're thinking about, but it's not really going to be working on it, it's just virtual. And then we have the fourth thing, which is what it is that you're going to be eating to be chayav karis. And then we just saw we have the fifth thing, is what is your identity as the Bala Korban. But what about the other things that we just saw that we compared to pigel? What about noser? What about tuma? Do those things also have the same limitations that they don't apply to something which doesn't have a matir? Or is that totally irrelevant in things other than pigel? Says the Mishnah, all of those things, dvarim she'in chayavim aleihem mishum pigel, because they don't have a matir, that was the whole long list that we had in our Mishnah. Those things, however, remain chayav mishum notar, mishum tameh. There's no din of needing a matir in order to have a chiyav of karas for eating things that are tame or that were left over time, literally, not virtually. The only thing there that is not true of is dafka on one of the things that we had listed, is that the dam is not included because the dam doesn't have a matir. However, that din of dam actually is also true to say that there would be no chiyav, but for another reason. But it's true that there's no chiyav of karas on eating dam that is notar and eating dam that is tameh. I mean, of course, there's a chiyav karas on eating dam. Fine. But if you ate that dam, b'shogeg, then you would only be chiyav, and it's noser and tameh, you're only chiyav on the eating of the dam. You're not chiyav on the noser and tameh elements of it at all. See that Naftali is having a very good time this morning. Somehow I'm beginning to suspect that maybe there are other things except the daf making him happy. Now I wonder why I would have that suspicion.
No, it's just Rebbe, that's all. And Rebbe's getting confused between Tuma, Mura, and the thing, then what are we supposed to be doing?
It's just that Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper.
It's the noodle story, that's all it is.
Okay. Anyway, I'll try to keep the thread. I don't want to get into that same real rocking chair with Richie here. All right. So all of those things, other than one, which is the dam, you would not be chayav on. You'd be chayav on the chi of karas of eating dam, which if you do b'shogeg, you're chayav a korban chatas. But if you also were eating dam that was tamei or noser, you would not be chayav for those additional chiyuvim, and that we learned specifically out of a pasuk, as we're going to see later on. But the things that we said that you would be chayav on, which was fascinating, because remember it included even Eitzim Levona Victoris. So Rabbi Shimon is mechayev a person in general. Only a dover shedarko le'echol. So you need to know, because what we included in there, that whole list, we spoke about the things that were not included in the chiyev, because they didn't have a matir. But there was also this other issue, because according to the way you just said it, that everything that's in that Mishnah is the things without a matir. I mean, they included things that weren't even edible, like wood that's put on the Mizbeach, or the Lavona, which is burned together with the Komets on the Mizbeach. I mean, that's not edible. Ketoret, you can't eat Ketoret. So don't tell me all of the things that you're not chayiv mishum pigel, you would nonetheless be chayiv for noser and tumah, because it's not true. It's only those things which are excluded solely because of the fact that they have no matir. But we need to take into consideration, says Rabbi Shimon, that the dinim of notar and tumah are only chal on something that is a foodstuff. But eitzim, levona, viktoret is not a foodstuff. And therefore, you're not going to be able to be mechayev an iser achila on something that isn't food at all. And therefore, the statement, the way that the Tanakhama said it, is not exactly true. Now, it doesn't say over here the din of nosar, but we're going to see in the Gemara how we're supposed to understand the halach of nosar because of the gzeirah shavah, of course, that we just had of nosar and tumah. So let's go back in the Gemara and take a look at the Mekoras of the Dinim in this Mishnah. Tana Rabba. Yochol lo yiyu chayavim mishum tumah. Yalal davar sheyesh lo matirin. Bein la'adam bein lemizbeach. You might have thought that just like pigo is only the chayav yukor is on something which has a matir. And the same thing should be true if you eat something which is tomei. No. We're going to show you that it's not true. But I would have thought it's true because it makes sense, doesn't it? Vedinu. Uma pigo. Take a look at pigo. Pigo is very chomor. If you eat pigo, you bring a regular chatas kavua, kispa or a seira. If you eat pigo, it's a regular chatas. It has nothing to do with some kind of esoteric yedia, betchila, or anything like that. You ate pigo b'shogeg. You found out that you ate pigo b'shogeg. You bring a carbon. We don't say, well, did you originally know it was pigo? And that's irrelevant. It's a typical shogeg. So it's b'yedia achat. You don't need a yedia b'tchila and a yedia b'sof. And furthermore, show me one place in the Torah that you're allowed to bring pigo l'chatchila. There is no such place. It's lo hutar mechlalo. And even so, the Torah is not mechayev you unless it has a matir. And you're not going to be chayev on eating pigo on something that didn't have a matir. Ve'en chayevin alav el adavar sheyesh lo matirin bein l'adam l'min mizbeach. So kol shekein tuma, which is nowhere near as chomer as pigo, because look, first of all, it is only going to bring a carbon, which is an ola v'yored, which is a cheaper carbon, because if you can't afford it, so then you're able to bring an oaf, and you can't afford an oaf, you're able to bring a mincha. So that's like the lowest level of chiyav of an ola. So it's much less chomer than the pigo, which is b'chayev kavua. And furthermore, you're only chayev on tuma if you had a yediyah b'tchila and a yediyah b'sov with a halama in between. So it's much harder to get a case where you're actually going to have to bring a carbon on tuma. And not only that, there's places where the Torah allows you to be makriv b'tuma mamish, like carbon pesach where the tzibur is tamei. And isn't it therefore clear that for sure it should be limited to the same way that pigo is limited in being mechayev only if something has a matir? So kol shekein tuma ein odin shein or chayev el al dover sheyesh lo matirin bein la adam u bein la mizbeach. That's why the Torah wants to make it absolutely clear. Getting back to that same pasuk that we looked inside yesterday to make sure we understand the breadth and scope of that pasuk, and therefore it says anything, whether they do have a matir, they don't have a matir, it's irrelevant. With all of the dinim that follow, to be careful not to eat it betuma. Now, you might have thought that the moment that you make something Kodesh, that these Isurim are immediately Chal. So, Yochol Miyad, if you have something, you see, you just said that if it has a matir or doesn't have a matir, doesn't make any difference. You're going to still be chayav on tumah. Does that mean that if it does have a matir, that you don't need to be makriv the matir in order for you to be chayav? No. It has nothing to do with that. That's what we want to clarify now. You're only going to be chayav on tumah if this is something that would have been kosher to eat if you're tahar, you see? Which means, of course, you're going to have to be makriv the matir if it has one, because if it has a matir and you didn't bring the matir, then you're not going to be able to eat it as a tahar either. But that's not because we're limiting it to things that have matir in. It's because we're limiting it to things that would be kosher to eat. And in a case where there's a matir, you need to make the matir in order to make it kosher to eat. You see the difference? It's not a question of whether this thing has a matir or not. So therefore, let me make it very clear. You might think that since we can effectively disregard the matir, you're saying that we could disregard whether the matir was brought in the case where there is a matir? Of course not. Yochel miyad, the moment it's kodesh before you're allowed to eat it, and that you didn't bring the matir, that there would be an iser tumah? Absolutely not. Talmud Lomar, it says beferish, that strange lashon that we saw yesterday, and we talked about the Rashi that explains it, where it says, Emor aleihem ledorotechem, kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem el hakodashim, asher yagdishu b'nei Yisrael Hashem v'tumato alav. What is asher yikrav? So we learned yesterday, and it's because of the way that Rabbi Elazar points out right now. Omar Rabbi Elazar, what do you think yikrav means? It sounds like keep your paws off of that carbon, right? But that would mean that when the Torah says v'nichrata, it's referring to somebody who just touched the korban. Whoever heard of such a thing? V'chiyesh nogea shehu chayav? We know that it's not true that just touching would be mechayav you. It's only where it says beferish, as we learned yesterday in the pasuk. We're talking about eating it specifically. Yishish mizera aron bekachim lo yochal. Not touching the kachim. So why does the Torah talk about yikrav? It means that it is something that is kosher to be brought, if you're talking about an oila, or kosher to be eaten, if you're talking about something. So it's behuchshara basar likarev. Now, if that basar has a matir, it's only going to be kosher if you brought the matir. So of course, if there is a matir, we're not talking about avoid, not even thinking about the matir. You're going to have to bring the matir before it's roy. Okay, it's out. So what makes it roy? Well, if, we saw this earlier in the Masechet, if you recall, if it has a matir, yesh lo matirin, so then, of course, it's only going to be chal the isra of tuma after you bring the matir, because that's when it's edible. And therefore, if you eat it betuma, you're chay, of course. Mishi yikravu matirin. But in the case where something doesn't have a matir, what makes it roi? It needs kiddush kli. So let's say we talked about before, we've got the parts that are going to be given to a kohen, right? Okay, so if you don't do kiddush kli, where there's no matir, so because of that, they're not roi, and therefore you can't eat it. So it's the kiddusha of the kli that makes it roi. Mishi yikadshu b'kli. Ashkechan tuma. Okay, you just proved to me that tuma is not dependent on having a matir. Yes, it is dependent on bringing a matir where there is one, but it's not dependent on having a matir, because we just learned it out. Asher hemakdishim li, anything which is kodesh. But you didn't tell me about notar. How about notar? You said here that the same thing is true about notar, and that there would be no need for a matir for notar in the event that we're talking about a chiyav chatas or chiyav koras. How do we know that? Well, you know how we know that. We already had a gzeira shava. Chilo, remember, from tuma that goes directly to notar. And therefore, whatever the din is by tuma, which we just proved, would be the din of notar. Oh, now, wait a minute. That is not much of an answer, because it's true that notar is compared with the word chilo as a gzera shava, But remember that notar is also has gzera shava to pigo from avain avain. Oh boy. Venasa avona, tisa avona. So why would we say, let's compare it to tumah and say you don't need a matir? Why don't we say, let's compare it to pigo and say you do need a matir? I mean, both of them are compared with the gzera shava. What gives you the right to pick and choose which gzera shava you want to apply? Let's learn it out instead from pigo and say you're only going to be chayiv if it has a matir. Well, I mean, that's just as far as. I mean, what's more reasonable? It's much more reasonable to learn the din of Nozer from Tuma because they're very similar when it comes to, and this is our, of course, our simen, when it comes to Gezel. Now, obviously, Gezel has nothing to do with Gezela. It's a simen in which the Gimel stands for Guf. Guf means it's a physical entity. It's not a virtual entity. So, I mean, Pigel is basically a virtual entity. But Nozer and Tuma refers to an actual physical event and not a virtual machshava. So it makes more sense to compare it to Tuma, doesn't it? And it also requires Zrika. Nozer and Tuma don't require Zrika. So to compare it to Pigel that does require Zrika, which only the Zrika is Koveya, why would I think that I should compare the Nozer to Pigel when I can compare it to Tuma, which doesn't have a din of Zrika? Furthermore, both Nozer and Tuma are called Chilol, and therefore they should be similar. Now, Tosis doesn't like that shot, because he says, I mean, that's the Gezera Shava itself. I mean, it doesn't make sense. The Lamed doesn't stand for Chilol. It stands for Kulo. Kulo meaning that Pigol applies instantly, Amak Shavas Pigol, to every last molecule of the carbon. Bashein Kein Noser and Tuma, they only apply to those things that became Noser and Tuma. And therefore, it makes much more sense to compare them to each other rather than to compare them to a pigo, which causes a psul of an entire karba. Says the Gemara, no. I mean, yes, you're right. There are three ways that they are similar more, Noser and Tuma. But there's five ways where actually Noser is more similar to pigo. And that would be, of course, this also is a simen, but this time it's a simen in words. So that would be, first of all, the fact is that hutar. There's never a place where these things are hutar. Mashen ken tuma, as we just said, is hutar betzibor. So why compare something to tuma, which is hutar, and instead compare noser, which is never hutar, to pigo, which is never hutar? Doesn't make much more sense. Okay, item number two, tzitz. Well, the tzitz has no impact on notar, and it has no impact on pigel, but it does have an impact on tuma, so it makes much more sense to compare it to things that the tzitz doesn't have any impact on. Tahar, in both of these cases, noser and pigel, the carbon is tahar. And both of them, Noser and Pigel, is obviously, I mean, that's the most powerful comparison, is that they are both dimensional problems. Their dimension that they're problematic in is Zman. So either Notar is actual time violation, Pigel is conscious time violation, virtual, but they're both issues of time, and both of them passel the carbon. That's the problem. Ashenken, when you're talking about the chiev on tuma of Karis, it's not in the carbon. The carbon's perfectly okay. It's in the guy who's eating the carbon. He's the one that's tummy. So these are five different things. You only gave me three things. I'm inefficient. Last I heard, five is better than three. And that means that it would have made, left to my own devices, it would have made much more sense for me to compare Noser and Pigel, and not Noser to Tuma. So how do I know that that's not the point? Ah, I'll tell you, because of the brayta that Levi gave us, the Tani Levi, minayin sha'af pipsul zman ha'kasuv medaber. How do we know in that pasuk asher heim magdishim li, that was the mocker of the halacha that tuma is even on something that is not in need of a matir. That's where we learned it out from, asher heim magdishim li, right? So Levi said over there, how do we know that those things that are talking about tuma is also talking about things that are time violations, meaning it's also referring to nosar, and that when it says asher heimakdishim li, it means anything at all. How do I know that that's even about time? Talmud lomar velo yechalalu et shem kachiyot shetzei asher heimakdishim li. That's why it adds daber el aron ve'el banav v'yinazru mikadshei b'nei Yisrael v'lo yechalalu et shem kadshi asher heim magdishim li. And it's therefore talking about yechalalu. It doesn't say v'lo yechalu. It says lo yechalalu, which means that there are two separate chilulim that we're talking about over here. One of them is the chilul of notar, which is called chilul, and one is called the psul of tuma, which is called a chilul, and therefore it's comparing them specifically to each other. If you don't need a matir for tuma because of asher heimakdishim li, then you don't need a matir for nosar because of the same asher heimakdishim li. Q-E-D. Excellent.